fascinating facts, candid conversations, and some levity to lighten your day. This is the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio.
Welcome to the program and welcome to our second annual Salute to Service on the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. It is November the 11th. It is Veterans Day in the United States. It is also Remembrance Day. It's called Remembrance Day in other parts of the world. It's a day that we give thanks to those who have served. And I really want to hear from veterans today. If you are a Catholic veteran, if you're from a military family, I want you to call in. I want to first of all thank you for your service and for all that you've done, being willing to put everything on the line to fight for freedom, to stand for freedom. And I want to hear about how it's affected your faith. Has it challenged your faith? Has it strengthened your faith? I want to know about you and your experiences. Give me a call. If you're a veteran today, you can call in right now, 888-914-9149. You can also follow me on Twitter and tweet your story at me, at Cale Clark, C-A-L-E, Clark with an E. And we also have a tweet up there. If you have any prayer requests for family members who have fought, who have passed away in military service, who have given the ultimate sacrifice, we want to pray for the repose of their souls. And also, for you too, for your needs, you can also tweet those prayer requests to me at Cale Clark, C-A-L-E, Clark with an E. And you can email the program too, Cale, C-A-L-E, at relevantradio.com. So once again, that phone number to call, 888-914-9149. If you're a veteran, if you're from a military family, we want to hear from you. So I look forward to those phone calls coming in. And as those lines are heating up right now, I am joined by a very special guest on this Veterans Day. He is the pastor of Mary Seat of Wisdom Parish in Park Ridge. It's really just steps from our Chicago studios. And he's a former military chaplain who did 4 tours of duty in Afghanistan. Father Matt Foley is my guest today on the Cale Clark Show. Welcome to the program, Father Matt. What a pleasure it is to have you. I want to thank you for your service and thank you for taking the time out today.
Well, thank you so much for having me on. I just have to correct you. I am an associate pastor at Mary Seat of Wisdom. Father Jericho is our pastor, and he's a great guy, and I'm just honored to serve here. But thank you.
I gave you a little promotion there, we can rescind that. But well, thank you for mentioning that. And I want you to talk to me, Father Matt, about how you got involved serving as a military chaplain. At this point, you had already been a priest in the Chicago area, done some missionary work in Mexico. What made you want to make the move to jumping out of airplanes?
Well, you know, I had a great model. My uncle, Jerome, he was a army chaplain, did 2 tours in Vietnam. Both his brother, Paul, and his brother, Peter, who are twins, were in Vietnam, and he went with his brother. My brother Michael served in Desert Storm, mm-hmm. and retired as a colonel. We actually lived together when we were at Fort Bragg together. So I had some really good models of service to God and country.
When you joined the military, was that a huge adjustment for you physically? I mean, obviously chaplains have to get involved in some of the PT as well, and really experience what the other soldiers do.
You know, I loved to work out, so at age 45, it wasn't much of a stretch. I'd always stayed in shape. We call it spiritual fitness, you know, working out and praying at the same time. So I'd been playing rugby still when I was older and playing basketball, but running and lifting weights. So actually, it was wonderful. It's the one place that you actually are paid to work out. When you join the military, they actually have built-in, you know, pay time for being physically fit. So we're very blessed to have that.
Yeah, that is a great advantage. My guest is Father Matt Foley. You're listening to the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. It's our Salute to Service. If you want to hear from Veterans Day, call in with your story, 888-914-9149. And let me ask you this. When you deployed, Father, to Afghanistan the first time, talk to me about what the typical day in the life of a chaplain looked like for you.
So my first deployment was with the 82nd Airborne Division. Okay. It was a 14-month deployment. It was back in 2008. At that time, we were surging, so we were really building out and building up in terms of numbers and taking over battle space. So I spent a lot of time doing travel. There would be times I'd be outside. Bagram was where my home was with the 82nd Division headquarters, but I would spend a lot of time going out and circulating the battlefield, going out to combat outposts and other outposts, bringing the Lord to them. Then on weekends, if I was home, I would do masses. If I was on Bagram, you always rise bright and early, and I would mm-hmm. be able to do the opportunity. Always, every place I went, we had daily mass, whether it was for one soldier or as many as 10. And it was very fluid. A lot of times, if I was on Bagram, I was at the hospital every day. Unfortunately, if we had killed in actions, I was at mortuary affairs, blessing the body of Catholic soldiers. So it was very, very much of a blessing. If there was spare time, which there was at times, we would have, of course, with daily mass, but we'd also have an opportunity for Bible studies. We used Jeff Caven's Bible study a lot over
Great
there.
Great Adventure.
Back in 2000. Great Adventure. Plug that. But we used that a lot. It was wonderful because you have this really kind of captive audience. People are hungry mm-hmm. for Jesus. And it was really a beautiful, beautiful experience to bring Jesus in the Eucharist, in the Word, in moments of study, and getting reverts, people coming back.
Yeah, my brother-in-law served with the Canadian forces in Afghanistan, and one of the things that he told me, and you can probably testify to this as well, Father Matt, is that, you know, as soldiers, when they were together, no matter what their background was, no matter what their faith life was like back home, they would talk to each other about everything. Everything under the sun. And in some ways, maybe they're a little bit more open to talking about spiritual things than they would be in civilian life. Did you find that to be true?
Very much so. Well, because you're in a tribe, you are in a mission. And with that mission, you live and breathe. You have your battle buddies that you're accountable to. And so you're going to be intimately bound to each other to protect each other, but also to challenge each other. And life issues come up. I mean, you're in a situation where you're away from a lot of your creature comforts and obviously away from your family. So mortality is a reality that you have to deal with. So guys are going to be a lot more revealing and a lot more open to asking the deeper questions in life. Mm-hmm. And what is my faith? What is my life? Where am I going after this world? Because it's right there in your face. You have to deal
Absolutely.
With the question, are you going to live and die? And if you die, where are you going to end up?
Yeah, that is obviously at the forefront of their minds as they're serving. But at the same time, they have to maintain bravery in the face of that. And let me just ask a follow-up question about that. My guest on the Cale Clark Show today is Father Matt Foley, diocesan priest, but former military chaplain who did 4 tours of duty in Afghanistan. Talk to me a little bit about the faith of the American soldier. And what I mean by that is I once read a book by that title, and it was written, I think, by a Protestant chaplain. And one of the things that he said in the book was that if you're a soldier, you're kind of asked to do something that is totally counter to your training. If you're coming from a faith perspective, if you're a Christian, if you're a Catholic, you might be asked to kill someone in the line of duty. And so you kind of need to know that your cause is a righteous cause in order to be able to do that. Did you find yourself having to have those conversations with soldiers in the field?
Yeah, that's one of the most difficult things. I mean, one of the blessings of not being a combatant is I never had to wear wear a gun. I never had to carry a weapon. You know, I had all the battle armor, but I never had to worry about a returning fire. And there are places mm-hmm. that I've, in circumstances, I did get in ticks and troops and contacts. I did see live fire, and I didn't have to return fire, and those around me did. That's a very difficult thing to do when you think about it. And I can tell you a story. Being a Catholic chaplain, I would be in communion with other chaplains, and they would have individuals that were soldiers, and I had one of my special forces individuals come off the line and was going home. And he unfortunately had to take the life of somebody, and it's very difficult. You know, it looks really easy on TV and video games, but it's very different when you take somebody's life. And he had to do that. It was either kill or be killed. He had to protect those around you. And, you know, he was struggling as I talked with him, and more than talked with him, listened to him. He struggled with who is he going home, and how can he go home? How can he look at his family, his child in the eyes, knowing that he took another young person's life? And it is a very, very difficult place to be in. I listened to him and I helped him process that. It was a very revealing and powerful moment for him. But he's going to have to go home and keep telling that story. Now, he can't tell that to everybody else. He has to find people that understand that. That's why, you find people that you're comfortable with. It's great having a brother who's served and uncles who have served. So I have, individuals I can speak to. But he can't go talk to people like that about those issues. But he was able to talk to me and we were able to unpack that. He's going to have to unpack that for the rest of his life. He's going to have to tell the story, own the story, and come to terms with that's not who he is all the time. He's not a killer, but he did that to protect those around him. And it's very painful.
Oh, yeah, that is a powerful story. My guest is Father Matt Foley, former military chaplain. And let me ask you this question, Father. How did your service change you as a Catholic and as a priest?
Well, one of the things that I really enjoyed was that my first chaplain assistant was a Pentecostal, and I'll tell you, you're not supposed to proselytize in the Army, but this his name was Sergeant Stout, and Christopher Stout, and he didn't really abide by that. And I was a new chaplain, and I was trying to tell him, during visits to our troopers in the 82nd back at Fort Bragg. And he's always passing out, information about what church you go to. He's always asking people about their faith. He never, ever, ever stepped away from the opportunity to talk about Jesus. It was great. But I would say, Chris, you can't do that all the time. You're going to get us in trouble. He didn't mind. Well, he was a very good soldier, but he was a better Christian than the soldier. And he ended up actually being killed in Afghanistan in 2010 doing what he was doing and gave his life for the country. And I always remember him so well because he taught me, there's a lot of rules and regulations out there that they're going to tell you can't talk about Jesus. But Christopher Stout, he didn't hesitate. He wasn't proselytizing. He was inviting people to Jesus Christ. And a lot of my Protestant brothers and sisters, especially my brothers and sisters who were chaplains, they were very much about, planting seeds and bringing people to Christ, not waiting for them to come inside the temple precincts, but spreading the good news and inviting and investigating. So I very much took a page from them in terms of that action.
That's great. And may Christopher rest in peace. That's an incredible story. And I want to ask you kind of a two-part question here, Father. The first part, you may not feel comfortable answering if you don't, that's totally fine. I was going to ask you, how do you feel about how the United States handled the withdrawal from Afghanistan? And part two is B, if there are veterans, and there are obviously veterans listening to this program right now who might have served over there and might be tempted to feel that in light of recent events, maybe all their sacrifices were for naught, what would you say to them right now?
Yeah, so the first part, I spent 2.5 years there. I never felt that we were nation building. I understand we were trying to help local populations win hearts and minds. I understand a lot of the dynamics of trying to, take back battle space. That's going to be natural, but I never thought that we were trying to turn it into the United States of America. We're not starting a democracy over there. We were just trying to keep places safe for people to grow. And one of the beauties for maybe a generation, the most vulnerable, the women and the children, were given an opportunity to grow in freedom. They were able to receive education. Not everywhere was perfect. Not every effort was the best. But we were trying to allow them to grow up in a place where there was freedom, a freedom to worship, a freedom to educate, a freedom to have an opportunity to advance. And the sorrow is how we left. The most vulnerable, the ones that you'll never hear about, the widows, the orphans, the children, the women, they're the ones that are really going to suffer. And that's the sadness in my heart for that, the most vulnerable. Yeah. We'll never hear about that. And so it's very painful. We did a little veterans, a beautiful veteran service here at Mary Seat of Wisdom with the school children, and I gave them a little talk. And it's very, very difficult. I have to say it's painful this Veterans Day. for me personally, knowing the souls that died over there, and they didn't die in vain. My brothers and sisters who I buried and pray with there for their families, for their sorrow, they are not here, and they didn't die in vain, but I really feel for the vulnerable that were left behind, and it saddens my heart. We didn't have a huge presence as we were coming down. 2,500 was not a huge presence, and I thought we were doing okay. I just think it was not handled to the best of our ability, and if there are veterans out there, I hope that they're talking to people about it, because it was a difficult time. It's difficult when you know you've lost brothers and sisters in arms, and you wonder if their families are thinking, what was that for? You know, what was it for Sergeant Stout, or was it for, you know, Captain PK, one of my buddies that died over there? It wasn't in vain, but it's still hard to accept at times.
Yeah, that's certainly understandable. My guest is Father Matt Foley, former military chaplain, did 4 tours in Afghanistan. You're listening to our Salute to Service on the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. If you're a veteran, want to hear from you, 888-914-9149 is a toll-free line to call. Can I ask you something else? As a piece of advice, as a civilian, and I've had family members who have served, and sometimes it's very difficult for civilians to talk to veterans about their experiences because, A, we don't really understand. There's no way we could understand what they've been through. And what's the best way that we can acknowledge the contributions of veterans without and help them without pushing them maybe to go places they may not want to go when talking about these things?
You know, that's a wonderful question. I think children usually ask the most difficult questions that parents are thinking, but children will say. So I remember, you know, when people find out that I was, you know, in the Army, and then they find out you're in Afghanistan, especially recently with the Afghanistan being in the news, they would ask you, did you ever kill anybody? You know, little kids will ask you that. And I don't, you know, it's just natural. You know, you're in the Army, and that's what you do. You know, and I said, no, I never actually carried a weapon. I never had to worry about that. And they want to know those stories of, you know, the of troops in contact. They want to know about rockets. They want to know about mortars. You have to know that most individuals, at least I feel most comfortable, I can explain it this way. My Uncle Peter and my Uncle Paul were in Vietnam during the Tet Offensive. And I knew them forever, obviously. And I got back from Afghanistan. I was with my Uncle Paul, and he's a retired lieutenant colonel. And as soon as I got in the car, we were going to visit my other uncle. And he said, he started talking about Vietnam, telling stories. Mm-hmm. He never told those stories before. But now that I was a vet, and, you know, that I'd been outside the wire, and know that I had seen a few things, he felt comfortable sharing some of those stories. So it's going to be natural that you're going to not have veterans wanting to tell you all those stories. Some will, but for the most part, it's really difficult. You want the audience to know what you're going through and what's happening, and you also want to know that they're not going to judge you. So it's finding a comfortable place. So you support them with your prayers. You support them with the thank yous, and we are very, very grateful for what has happened. And the Vietnam vets need all the love, to be honest. The current people, with the love that we've received, has been tremendous. So it's very humbling to have had the opportunity to serve and to walk with this nation.
Yeah, that is very well said. My guest is Father Matt Foley. You're listening to the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio, or Salute to Service on this Veterans Day. And you've obviously been able to help by your own experiences and by your ministry overseas and at home, veterans and people that have struggled with what they've seen and what's happened to them and what they've had to do. And one of the other things that you understand very well is how people can be not only affected by experiences in warfare and in military service, but also in the civilian world. You've dealt with a lot of personal pain and heartbreak with your friend, Chris Farley. And a lot of people, when they heard me say Father Matt Foley, and you probably get this a lot, motivational speaker Matt Foley, obviously Chris Farley, the late Saturday Night Live star who lost his battle with addiction in the late 90s. he actually named his iconic character after you. You were friends with him. Tell me a little bit about your relationship, how you met, and how that all developed.
Well, Chris and I met on a rugby pitch at Marquette University and became fast friends. And as I was in, I went to the seminary after that. And I always tell Chris that he was a reason for my vocation. I'm not sure he ever believed that, but he was a very holy man. He was a daily communicant, very big on that. And obviously, once I got ordained, I was his confessor. He was at my first Mass. I saw he named the character. I was at actually on Wall Street on Second City, and he would use somebody else's name, but he used my name that day, never changed the name, brought it to Saturday Night Live. So I was very, very blessed by that. But, you know, every time I saw Chris, and we would go to church every day, and I'd hear his confession. And then I always joke he heard my confession because we struggled with some of the same temptations and some realities in life. And we were very, very blessed to have that relationship. But Chris battled hard against addiction. He always referred to alcohol and some of the addictions as the devil. But he actually fought the good fight. And unfortunately, you know, he didn't win, but he never stopped battling.
Yeah, that's a great thing to mention, that he was in the fight. And a lot of people aren't aware of how religious he was. I heard a great story, maybe you can retell this, about the time you blessed his apartment in New York City and what he was doing as you were walking around with holy water.
Yeah, you know, we always think like movie stars and people make it big, have these big, big places. Chris just had a very kind of simple loft next to a place there he could go to rehab, where he had gone rehab and go to meetings. So he's very working on his sobriety at that time. So you walked in, and there was just a futon down below, and his bed was up above, and just one bedroom. And so it was not an elaborate place. So he was talking with his dad, and his dad gave him the idea, you know, Father Matt's staying over, and he's here. So his dad gave him the idea, well, you should have that apartment blessed. So Chris comes down the stairs, and, you know, I'm in my gym shorts, and he's in his gym shorts, and he says, hey, you, my dad says you got to bless the apartment. So I said, okay. So I go and I get like a bowl. He's not a professional chef, so not a lot of stuff to use. And I found a bowl, and I'm ready to, I turn around, and I got the bowl full of water, and then we're going to walk around. And I always do Hail Marys and Our Fathers and Glory Bees when I bless the house after I do a blessing. And he's got his hands folded like a little angel, and just ready to pray, you know, in his shorts, and just like a little angel, cherubim. And it was just beautiful to see that. And I said, Chris, I gotta go put my pants on if we're going to get serious about this. So, and so I get my pants on. We walked around that little apartment, you know, Glory Bees and Our Fathers and Hail Marys and blessing his apartment. So he was really a very, we would call him old time Catholic. He knew all the saints. He knew all the devotions. Wow. He was just really into his faith.
That's amazing. And I'll tell you what, Father Matt Foley, that's a great story. And it has been motivational hearing from you, hearing about your story, your service in Afghanistan. Thank you for your service. And thank you very much for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk to us here on the K.O. Clark Show. God bless you,
God bless you. God bless your wonderful ministry. Thank you.
Thank you. That was Father Matt Foley from Mary Seat of Wisdom Parish in the Chicago area, and someone who served 4 tours of duty in Afghanistan as a chaplain. We'll be right back on our Salute to Service on Relevant Radio. It's the K.O. Clark Show, 888-914-9149. Back with your phone calls.
Your mind off traffic and on the more important things in life. It's Cale Clark on Relevant Radio.
Yes, it is Veterans Day in the United States. It is Remembrance Day in many other parts of the world, including here in Canada, where I'm broadcasting from at my Toronto studio. Not that I have studios all over the world or anything like that, but Remembrance Day is kind of like Veterans Day and Memorial Day all wrapped up in one. And of course, it was on this day that the Great War the war to they thought was going to end all wars. World War One ended on this day in 1918. And we want to hear from veterans today. It's our salute to service on the Cale Clark Show. We want to hear from veterans, people from military families. How did your service or the service of your loved ones impact your Catholic faith? Did it strengthen it? Did it challenge it? I want to hear from you and thank you for your service. 1-888-914-9149 is the toll-free number to call. 888-914-9149. You can also follow me on Twitter at Cale Clark, C-A-L-E, Clark with an E. We just had an incredible interview with Father Matt Foley, who did four tours of duty in Afghanistan. If you missed that interview, if you're just joining us now, you're definitely going to want to download the podcast or listen to it. The podcast should be up at about an hour after this show ends. You'll be able to catch that wherever you download your podcast. You can get it from the Relevant Radio app or relevantradio.com. We're going to go to the phones right now. We're going to go to San Diego, California. We're going to go to Marianne. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, how are you? I'm doing just fine. I am a Vietnam veteran. I'm a female Vietnam veteran.
God bless you.
I served in country, boots on the ground. I worked in the operating room. And I want people to realize that when a person goes off to war, they leave their loved ones, their family, their friends, and they are in a war zone 24/7 for as long as they're there. They can't run to 7-Eleven. They can't go to the mall. They can't hop in their car and go do anything that they want to do. So it's giving up a lot of conveniences. In Vietnam, we did not have cell phones, no computers. Had to stand in line to call our families back home. It was difficult. And, you know, with God's help, we get through it. And I don't care what kind of problem, what kind of issue, anything that you have, with God's help, you can always get through things.
That's very inspiring, Marianne. First of all, I want to say thank you for your service. And what you're talking about in Vietnam, obviously no cell phones, some of the modern tools of communication didn't exist yet. And I was watching Marianne, a series. I don't know if you've caught this. I was watching a PBS series on American veterans that's airing right now. They're kind of dripping out episodes every few days. And one of the things that they were talking about was they were interviewing Vietnam vets who were gathering around waiting for the mail to come, mail from loved ones. That was really their only way to communicate with people back home. You probably had those experiences too, right?
Yes, yes, yes. And if you didn't get a letter or any kind of a communication, it was like, oh no, not again. Why doesn't my family write to me? See, it was a little bit easier for us to write because we just stuck a letter in the mailbox and it was free postage from coming from Vietnam back to the States. But when you didn't get any communication, it was difficult back then. This was 55 years ago.
Yeah, and for morale, you're probably hoping for those letters to just to give you that little boost and to keep you going. And it's interesting because in the series they were interviewing some modern day soldiers, for example, who served in Afghanistan, and some of these guys were saying they actually thought they had a little bit too much communication sometimes with the home front because it would get them out of that mode of, because you talk to your family, you miss them so much, and it's hard to get back into that mindset that you need to be in to be in that theater.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah, but anyways, I just thought that was a fascinating kind of counterpoint. But Marianne, I thank you so much for calling in. That is a great phone call. And thank you once again for your service. God bless you. And thank you for listening to the program.
My privilege. Thank you, sir.
Okay. God bless you. That was Marianne calling from San Diego, a Vietnam veteran. If you want to call in, if you're a veteran, if you're from a military family, I want to hear about how it impacted your faith, your service. 888-914-9149 is the toll-free studio line for the Cale Clark Show. We're going to go to McAllen, Texas right now. Ramon is on the line. Hi, Ramon.
Hi, how are you doing?
Thank you for calling in.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
All right, awesome.
Thank you for your service. Thank you for your service. And I want to hear about what your military experience was like.
Well, yeah, I mean, I have an incredible testimony, that led me to where I'm at right now. I consider myself now a intercessor because I pretty much just turned I'm 100% disabled with PTSD and other physical wounds. I'm not going to get into detail. I did two tours in Iraq with a during the initial invasion in 2003. I had a lot of readjustment issues. Got divorced, went through a lot. I was demonized. I went through the process with a through an exorcism here through the diocese. And
wow.
What really turned me around was an interview by General Mattis, which is our 1st Marine Division general, and he was Secretary of Defense for a while. And he mentioned that not necessarily because you have PTSD, you have to look at the negative things about it, the depression, the insomnia, anxiety, all those things that come with it. You could always turn it around and be a better person spiritually. And the public pretty much looks at that two ways. They want to say that, oh, General Mattis doesn't care about veterans and PTSD. No, that's not the case. He is turning a negative into a positive, and that's what led me closer to the church, and that's what led me to be where I'm at right now, where, you know, I pray every day. I pray in the spirit. I have God granted me the gift of discerning the spirits. I pray in tongues, and I mean, I have a. I could go into detail about the spiritual realm and the things that I've experienced, but I know you want to focus more into veterans. So I just wanted to highlight that, what General Mattis says, some, you know, and he's somebody that a lot of veterans that served during my time look up to and admire and would clearly, you know, follow his advice.
Well, yeah. And thank you for telling me about that, Ramon. And it's obviously soldiers are not exempt from the spiritual battle that goes on all the time as well. They're kind of fighting two battles. And that is a fascinating account that you, Go ahead.
We like to serve, and when you get out of the service and you're on the free, you don't have nothing to serve. So by, you know, getting closer to God, you become a warrior of Christ. So that's what I am right now. I'm a warrior of Christ. I intercede for people, and they don't even know it. I pray for them, and they don't even know it. And I just want to, you know, something very important. I want to give a shout out to the Claire Nuns from Alamo, Texas.
Okay.
That's my secret place. And they're awesome. It's an awesome. God is clearly there. The St. Benedict Medal has helped me a lot. It's really miraculous, and I mean, it's amazing. I mean, I've seen a lot of things, and pretty much right now I'm a hermit, you know, and I'm still having a lot of issues with readjustment and stuff, and that's how I cope with it.
Okay. Well, Ramon, I really want to thank you for calling in, and that's it's a great reminder that we need to be prayer warriors. We need to be fighting that spiritual battle all the time, and those nuns that you mentioned, they're certainly doing that 24/7. And I want to thank you for your service, Ramon. That was Ramon calling in from McAllen, Texas, and thank you for taking the time. Thank you for listening. Wow, that's an incredible battle, and to think that he received an exorcism when he came home. Wow, there was more than one battle going on in Ramon's life, and I'm glad that he's in a better place now. If you're a veteran, I want to hear from you how it affected your Catholic faith on this Veterans Day. It's our salute to service on the Cale Clark Show. 888-914-9149 is the number to call. We're going to go to Chino Hills, California. Tom is on the line. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Cale. You know, I'm not a veteran, but I guess I'm a wannabe veteran from a family of different individuals that have served in various branches of service. Okay. Now, I graduated from high school in 68, was eligible for the draft in 70, right during the Vietnam War. And, you know, at that time, that was the last thing that me and my friends wanted to do was get into the military. In fact, I lived right next to the Marine Corps Recruit Depot and the Naval Training Center in San Diego.
Oh, yeah.
And we kind of made fun of the military. There was just that anti-war, anti-Vietnam sentiment, and I was infected by that kind of college arrogance. And I've grown up since and see things from through a different lens right now. And I kind of regret not having served in the military, in which that, you know, I could have experienced that. I have a son that's in the military and many relatives that have served or are serving. But I guess I've always felt that as I've become an adult, that people really should be served time in the military, or at least in some area of service for a couple years. I think you grow up when you do, when you are in service. So kind of to expunge my guilt at not having served, and I've dedicated myself to working with in various ministries.
Okay. What sort of ministries are you involved in?
It's good when you serve, because even though it's not in the military, you know, you develop a certain compassion and understanding for people that from, you know, different walks of life that, you know, are not as fortunate in life.
What kind of,
and,
Tom, can I ask you, what kind of service are you doing right now?
Serving and so I guess that was my point.
Okay. Okay, well, Tom, I appreciate that, and you've obviously got the heart of a servant, and that's ultimately what we have to do. We have to serve as Jesus did. He, as he said in the Gospels, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many, and so many veterans did give that ultimate sacrifice, and you're able to turn your time to serving in different ways now, and I think that's great. It's fantastic. And obviously, maybe you have some regrets about not entering the military in the past, but I can't do anything about that now. And you're here now, and that's the most important thing, to put yourself at God's service right now. So, Tom, really thank you for that call. Really appreciate that. That was Tom calling from Chino Hills, California. We're going to go to the other side of the country now. We're going to go to the East Coast. Kay is on the line in Maine. Hello, Kay. Thanks for calling in.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to share about my dad. We lost him last year. He was 84 years old, and he was one of the bravest people I've ever met in my life. He was a Vietnam veteran. He was Special Forces, and he was in psychological operations, and he saw a lot. He was in Hamburger Hill, and I didn't find that out until about 4 years before he passed, and he brought that up to me. I didn't broach it. But he saw a lot, and one of the things I know my dad struggled with his entire life was the fact that we found out, like, I think it was probably 6 years before he died, he made the comment, we were sitting around talking about our lives, and, you know, he spoke about how he was nearing the end of his life, and he said, what have I done with my life except kill? I've got nothing to show for it except that I killed other humans. My dad struggled with alcohol up until 2 years before he passed, but he was such a brave man. He was there for our family, but, you know, he really struggled with that. But 2 years before he died, some things happened, and we ended up going to priest, and we ended up in front of a priest who said special prayers for my dad and our family and my mom. Hmm. And then my dad stopped drinking 2 years before he got a cancer diagnosis. My dad, we all grieved his loss, but one of the things I struggled with, and by the way, I want to let everybody know that, you know, if you're a veteran and you've gone through battle, hardened battle, and you struggle with the fact that you've shot people, go and look at Saul in the Bible on the road to Damascus. And this is one of the things my dad, I shared with him before he died, but God can forgive. And one of the most beautiful things that happened after my dad died, I prayed to God for mercy and to cover him with his forgiveness and his grace. And it was about 6 months after he died, our 9-year-old son had a dream the same night I had a dream about my dad. My dad in both their dreams was wearing the same shirt, and my son, and looked the same way. And my son told me that he felt like he had been pulled someplace. And whether or not people believe or not, I believe what my son told me. We spoke with our priest about this, and he told us that it appears that God granted our family a great grace, because my son saw my dad in a green, beautiful field, and he was on his knees, and he said my dad had his hair back, and he was on his knees, and he was waving and dancing with the flowers, and the flowers were yellow with red in the middle, and there were beautiful blue flowers along the field, and when he said the full place was just full of joy, my dad was not sad, lonely, no grief, no crying, and that he could run very fast, and he ran with my son, and as they ran through the field, they'd break their fingers through the grass and the flowers, and my son said that they would shake the pollen off their hands, and I said, pollen? And he said, yes, it was gold, and it sparkled. And I said, well, that doesn't sound like pollen, but when we found out later when we were speaking with other people is the glory of God, and the newness represented by the color green, and when you go back and you look at scriptures and all the the symbolism in the scriptures, and you go to the right person who's a Christian, they can help you understand your dreams. And so what we understood is that, and one other thing my son told me is that God told him my dad was with him. And to hear that gave me hope for all the things I've messed up in my life, but also just immense love for God. And I just tell anybody who's a veteran and you're struggling, hold on and hold on to God and hold on to the faith and find a priest. Sometimes you have to go to more than one, but you'll find one who will be able to help you and let them pray for you and hold on to your faith and know that God forgave Saul and look at what Saul did. And I just want veterans, don't take your life if you struggle with that. If you're struggling with alcohol or drugs, hold on and keep trying.
That's a great message of hope. I really appreciate you calling in, and may your dad rest in peace. And I do think there's something to God speaking to people through dreams. I've done some studies on this, on dream analysis, and that's another topic for another day, but may he rest in peace. And thank you very much for that call and the encouragement that you're giving to veterans who might be struggling out there. It's our salute to service on the K.O. Clark Show on Relevant Radio. Want to hear from veterans and their families? 888-914-9149. Be right back. Catholic Order of Foresters is proud to sponsor the Relevant Radio studio line. For information about employment opportunities and flexible premium life insurance plans, visit relevantradio.com/Forester.
Helping you keep your mind off traffic and on the more important things in life. It's Cale Clark on Relevant Radio.
Hey, welcome back to the program. It's our salute to service on this Veterans Day. 1-888-914-9149 is a toll-free line to call. Saw a really cool story coming out of the Archdiocese of San Francisco. And we heard earlier in the program from former military chaplain Father Matt Foley. What a great interview. If you missed it, please check the podcast of this program. It should be out about an hour after the show ends. And he just told some great tales about his time serving our country. And also, this is a really, really good story coming out of the Archdiocese of San Francisco. A seminarian named Cameron Song Sellers, who is a retired colonel in the military. He was a former Baptist Army vet who is now Catholic, and now he's studying for the priesthood. Here's a little bit about his backstory. Check out this clip.
My name is Cameron Song Sellers, and this is my vocation story. I've always been drawn to a life of service, serving others, and I think that was because of just about my experience. I was adopted. I was born in Korea, and I was abandoned, and I was in an orphanage. I always had a devotion to Our Lady of Lourdes because I was born on February the 11th, or I was found on the streets on February the 11th. So I always knew God was protecting me and that He had sent His mother to protect me. My adoptive parents, they adopted me when I was two. I was raised in Arizona. And then when I heard this story, when I came of age, I realized that the Americans, 23,000 Americans died for my freedom. And so that was something that I wanted to give back. So this idea of service has always been ingrained with me. It was always part of who I am. So when I turned 18, I wanted to join the Army. And then I went on to become an officer. So I spent 34 years in the Army when I retired.
Yes, and Colonel Cameron Song Sellers retired last year, and his vocation journey really started 10 years ago. When Osama bin Laden was finally killed, he didn't rejoice about this. Cameron Song Sellers was in a confessional booth, and he was crying. He was in tears, weeping, as he told this priest in the confessional how much he hated Osama bin Laden, and he didn't know if it could ever stop, even though he had been killed. And so he says that the words of absolution that he received that day kind of soothed his heart for the moment, but he still harbored a lot of hate. And he asked God to give him the grace to forgive his enemies whenever he attended daily mass. And so Cameron Song Sellers was really dealing with all the anger he had in his heart from a lot of different things in his life that had accumulated over the years, kind of like barnacles on the hull of a ship. And 1 year after this, he was working at the Pentagon, and that's when the Boston Marathon bombing occurred, and one of the perpetrators was killed. And Sellers said that there was a debate that kind of ensued in the office about whether or not this individual should be allowed to be buried in a local cemetery. And a coworker asked him for his opinion. He said right away, yes, he should be able to have a burial, and we need to pray for his soul. And that's when he realized, wow, maybe I am changing here on the inside. The sacrament of penance is starting to do its work. And so eventually he began to receive this grace from God to be able to forgive, and the anger and the hate that he was carrying for so many years just drained away. It didn't happen overnight. And as Cameron Song Sellers says, the true power of the sacraments is rarely experienced instantaneously, but eventually just going again and again to the sacrament of reconciliation converted his heart. He also noticed that the Mass was having an effect on him. It helped him to get his priorities in order, and he fell in love with the Mass the very first time he ever experienced it in high school when he wasn't even a Catholic. And later on, he became a Catholic because of the Mass, his love for the Eucharist. And it just kind of blows him away because he says, as a Baptist, man, we had all these altar calls. And if you've ever seen a Baptist service or maybe watched an old Billy Graham crusade, he always had this altar call at the end, and he would call people forward to say a prayer and invite Christ into their lives. And as Cameron Song Sellers says, we have the ultimate altar call in the Catholic Church, because you can actually receive Jesus Christ, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist. And so that was such an encouragement to him. And so after a while in his military service, he realized how much he could support other soldiers and just all kinds of other people by following a call to the priesthood, because he says he watched the government spend millions of dollars on programs to help suffering soldiers and veterans, which rarely ever worked in his estimation. But he watched priests be able to bring people healing through the sacraments, and he said, man, I got to get on this team. And I started praying about whether or not God wanted him to be a priest. And so he found a spiritual advisor. He got really involved in parish life, and he took a pilgrimage to Lourdes. And he talked about earlier in that clip that you just heard about how important Our Lady of Lourdes was to him in his life. And he was, see, not sure whether he was born on February the 11th in Korea or whether he was found as an abandoned child on that date, but Our Lady of Lourdes was always so special to him. So he went there, washed in the waters of Lourdes, and he felt God telling him, don't worry about marriage, don't worry about the priesthood. God said, you know, kind of maybe not in audible words, but kind of felt God saying, I'm going to make you happy. This vocation that I have for you, whatever it is, will make you happy. You just have to trust me. And so he's followed God's call to the seminary, and he is going to be, God willing, ordained soon as a priest for the Archdiocese of San Francisco. And he was a late vocation. He was 52 years old when he was accepted into the seminary. It's never too late. And by the way, it's National Vocation Awareness Week this week. So pray about that. If you think God might be calling you, don't run away from that, because that's, if this is your call, this is where you're going to find fulfillment in Christ. And he was once asked, Cameron Song Sellers, why he wanted to be a priest in San Francisco. And he said, hey, I've still got some army fight left in me. This is where the battle is. I want to help heal souls and save souls in the Bay Area. So let's pray for him as he continues his vocational journey. The former Baptist, the Army vet, the retired Colonel Cameron Song Sellers. What a cool story coming out of San Francisco. It's our salute to service on the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. It's Veterans Day today. We got time for a quick phone call, Lucas, sir? Okay, we're going to go to Mark in Fort Collins, Colorado. Hi, Mark.
Well, how are you doing?
Good, okay, good. Thanks for calling in.
I'm sorry? Yes? Are you okay?
Yeah. I just said thanks for calling in.
Okay, thank you very much for the time to talk. And I listen to Relevant Radio all the time, and I really appreciate the opportunity to talk to my dad. Died recently, about 3 weeks ago.
Oh, I'm so sorry. May rest in peace.
Yeah, he was in Germany. He was shot down from a B-17 bomber, and he fell down, and they were captured immediately, and made to prison of war for a couple years, and he lived in Germany then for such a long time, but he was very sad about that, the whole thing. Of course, he didn't want to live there, but that was forced to live there, and that's the way it is. And so he spent a lot of time with that, and learned, I don't know if he ever learned any words of German or not, but I think he was really very good. And of course, like I said, we do listen to this relevant radio.
Wow.
And I appreciate that a lot. So it was very interesting to listen to their stories. And I think that it's really, my wife, Mary Jo, and I, we both listened at the same time.
Oh, well, and, God bless you, Mark. Thanks for being such a faithful listener to Relevant Radio, and thanks for calling in to tell us about your dad and his service, and may he rest in peace. I know he recently passed away, and I can't imagine the difficulties he would have had to endure being a prisoner of war, but oh, God bless him for his service, and thanks to all the veterans out there and your families for everything that you have done, for everything that you have sacrificed for freedom, to serve. It's so very Christ-like, and we appreciate you. We love you. We appreciate you, and you don't hear that enough. So if you see a veteran today out there, please thank them. Please thank them for their service. And I want to thank you for listening to the Cale Clark Show on this Salute to Service Day. On Veterans Day, Lucas Holt produced, Patrick Alog took your calls. I really want to thank also Father Matt Boley for dropping by and having such a great conversation. Check the podcast later. Tell a friend about it. It's the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. Catch you in the next one. Take it away, Michaela.
Thank you for listening to my daddy.